This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. It is, let's see, about 5 minutes past the hour of 10. Just finished up another set. Let me start with the first song. It was New Noise, Gary Louris, as I said, front guy for the Jayhawks, his second solo career in over 35 years. Not second solo career, second solo album is what I meant to say, see? This one's called Jump for Joy. It's a really great record. I'm a big fan of his, very proud of him, and that was called Living in Between. Just after that, a local Boston artist extraordinaire, Adam Sherman, from a record that he did, was an EP in 2019. That was a title track called Sweet Relief. Blue Merle was the third song of the set from their 2005 record called Burning in the Sun. That was the title track there as well. Semisonic, just after that. Really successful album for them in 2018. It was remembered as a 20th anniversary of Feeling Strangely Fine, that record that was Singing in My Sleep. And finished up with a band I'm liking more and more, Duran Jones and The Indications. Brand new noise this year. Album's called Private Space. That was called Love Will Work It Out. All right, next set is starting off with more new noise from Boston. Boston's own Riley Somack has got a brand new single out. This one is called Sailing. This is new noise right here at WMFO Medford.
Outside and run around. Help me. Jim was a fag.
Every night I think my lucky stars in heaven above for sending you down. I never knew I needed you till push came to shove, but now you're around. Your eyes so enchanting and your manners demure.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
WMFO Medford, wow. Mike here, what is it? It's about 22 minutes after 10, and I just said wow because we finished up with new noise from Boston's own Jennifer Teft Band. Brand new record from them. That was just great. That was called A Little More. Can't wait to hear a little more from her for sure. Just before that, a band with a weird name, I think anyway, called Loose Fur. It's made up of some of the members of Wilco, and it's just sort of a side project. It was a 2006 record called Born Again in the USA. That was called Hey Chicken. Just before that, Johnny Polonsky from his 1996 record called Hi. My name is Johnny. That was Love, Lovely Love, a fun power pop track. And speaking of power pop, the band was Lotion just before that. They had a record in 1994 called Full Isaac, and that was called Head. And started off with new noise from Boston's own Riley Somak. Brand new record from him, just great stuff always. That was called Sailing. All right, what can I say? Speaking of great stuff, Boston's own Bad Marriage finally has their second full-length record. It's called Bad Marriage 2, and everything on it is just fantastic. They have grown so much, and they started off pretty high level. This one is just great. You can't miss with any one of these tracks, if you ask me. From Bad Marriage 2, proud to play New Noise. This one's called Who's Ready to Rock? New Noise, right here at WMFO.
Stand or fall. guy John has been gone too long. Sing Wild Diddy with his glasses on. Many things have come and gone, dead and gone, but the beat goes on. John, it's the same old song. Ooh, I did, he got my glasses on. Many kings have come and gone, and I'm gone, but the beat goes on. Thank you.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
It's WMFO. I'm Mike. How you doing? Geez, we're getting down to it. About 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Let me tell you what we played in that last set. Started off the set with Boston's own Bad Marriage. As I was saying just before we played it, and by we, I mean me, Bad Marriage 2 is the name of their great record. It's excellent if you like just original rock and roll. These guys got it. Whatever it is, they got it. That one's called Who's Ready to Rock? Highly recommended. Bad Marriage. And just after that, a UK band called Rob Clark and the Wootones. They had a record that came out just the tail end of last year called Putting the L in Wootones. It's UK humor. You know, if you take the L out of Wootones, it's Wootones. See, I've explained it for you. I really like their sound, really good stuff. That's called Big, Big, Bad, Bad John. All right, just after that, Buffalo Tom, Boston's own. I don't know what you can say about these guys. Just local power pop, rock and roll superstars, really. Title track from their 1990 record, that was Bird Brain. Katrina and the Waves covering the Bangles from their 1984 record called Walking on Sunshine. They did Going Down to Liverpool. And our friends from Stockholm, Sweden, they're on fire. That's the band Stupidity. They are apparently working with Keith Streng from the Fleshtones all the time now. And it's really happy happenstance, I'll say. That was that collaboration, Stupidity, with Keith Streng, brand new single. And it's called Stupid Like Me. All right, about to start the last set of the day with, of course, New Noise. this is a band I did not know about, and this is from their seventh record. I don't know how that happens. There's so much music out there, you just can't hear it all. But I found these guys. It's called Current Joys. Their latest record is called Voyager. This is brand new noise called Naked. This is WMFO in Medford.
Sometimes I don't mean that much to you.
It's WMFO. I'm Mike. I've been with you for the better part of the past 2 hours. And it's just about time for me to get out of here. Played three songs in that last short set. Started off with Brand New Noise from the band Current Joys. Their current album is called Voyager. Really love that sound. It's familiar. It's sort of like a little punky. I don't know how I never heard of them, but I guess it's very possible not to hear of bands as so many of them. Voyager with the song Naked. Just after that, classic in the same sort of genre vein, Husker Du, from a collaboration I found. Came out in 1987 called Warehouse, Songs and Stories. That was Husker Du and Could You Be the One. And ended up with the Great Gang of Four from what ended up to be their second record in 1981 called Solid Gold. That was What We All Want. All right. I thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Once again, my name is Mike. And as I always say, if they let me, I'll be back here next week to do this all again at 9. This is WMFO in Medford.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.